Next item on the agenda is item two, permits. Projects over $50,000 with no objection with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. Mr. Lane, as the commissioner just indicated, what we refer to as the page two items are those items which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received and for which staff is recommending approval. Protested projects by code have to be brought to the commission and will receive individual briefings in what we refer to as the page one items. This morning we have six of those items, and as I indicated in our briefing to you, you'll notice that a lot of these are in the western part of the state. From a habitat standpoint, all of the submerged lands are the property of the Commonwealth. We act as the trustee and the manager of these public trust resources. Unless it's been conveyed by a King's Grant or an act of the General Assembly, that extends above the fall line to the headwaters of all the tributaries. Very briefly, 2A Forest Lodge LLC is requesting authorization to construct two span bridge crossings and four elevated trail crossings, as well as a 12-inch diameter sewer line over Biscuit Run at several locations in Albemarle County. In this case, we're recommending approval with a standard in-stream permit conditions and a royalty in the amount of $8,145 for the road crossings of 7,555 square feet of state-owned submerged land at $1 per square foot, and the sewer lines encroachment between beneath 130 linear feet of state land at $3 per linear foot. What's referred to as the standard in-stream construction conditions are the following. The in-stream construction activities authorized herein shall be accomplished within cofferdams constructed of non-erodible materials, such a manner that no more than half the width of the waterway shall be obstructed at any point in time. B, the cofferdams and any excess material will be removed to approved upland areas upon completion of construction, and that the stream bed shall be restored to its pre-existing contours and conditions. C, the construction shall be performed during low flow conditions to the greatest extent possible. D, the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook will be followed throughout construction. And E, that if blasting in these areas to create a trench is necessary due to bedrock, Department of Game and Fisheries shall be notified a week prior to the blasting to permit representatives of that agency to observe the operation. But generally, we'll just say standard in-stream construction conditions. As far as the royalties that you'll see in these and some of the subsequent items, the commission in December of 2005 resumed its practice of assessing royalties for the use of state-owned submerged land. In general, it's for the bold outline of the encroachment, and it's based on the privatization, if you will, of the public trust resource. The commission adopted a schedule, which you'll find in the front of your book, for the different classes of activities. And while there are ranges for royalties, the commission set a specific value within that range that is generally used by staff, and it gives some measure of confidence to the applicant as to what he or she is likely to be subjected to. You'll also note in the code book in front of you that section 28.2.1206 has certain permit exemptions. The largest is, from the standpoint of dredging, that maintenance dredging contains no royalty fee by code. In addition, counties, cities, and towns are exempt from everything other than the permit fees. The permit fees that the habitat assesses have remained unchanged since 1970, so for 38 years, and it's based on the cost of the project, $25 if it's less than $10,000 or $100 if it's more than $10,000. So in some of the page two items, you'll either see no royalties or royalties, and it's based on those exemptions. 2B, when COFA GGP LLC and when COFA FRP is requesting authorization to construct a pier-supported bridge crossing of 162 feet of the Cowpasture River in Bath County, as well as the temporary installation of two causeways. In this case, we're recommending a time of year of restriction between May 15th through July 31st, and that would prohibit any in-stream construction, not any construction on the upland. And that's to minimize impacts of the federally endangered James spiny mussel, and we are requiring coordination with DGIF and the Fish and Wildlife Service with regards to mussel surveys and relocations. We're also recommending a royalty in the amount of $2,301 for the encroachment at $1 per square foot. City of Roanoke 2C is requesting authorization to replace a 26-foot wide by 120-foot-long section of an existing low-water bridge in the crossing of the Roanoke River. Here again, we're recommending a time of year restriction, but this is March 15th through June 30th for the federally endangered Roanoke log perch and state endangered orange fin mad tom. 2D, Allegheny County Public Works Department is requesting authorization or modification, to an existing permit that will allow a temporary 18-foot-wide pier-supported detour bridge to be constructed over 165 feet of the Jackson River, as well as a temporary installation of the solid fill causeway, which will extend 110 feet into the Jackson River from the east bank. The causeway will have a 30-foot base width and will include 5 48-inch and 5 36-inch diameter culverts to maintain stream flow under the causeway. This is related to the replacement of the existing Fork Farm Road Bridge, which is Route 727 over the Jackson River. 2E, Fulco Development Incorporated is requesting authorization to construct 3 5-foot-wide private non-commercial joint-use piers that will extend between 90 and 170 feet channel to mean low water, each with 8 by 40-foot T-head platforms, 2 4-foot by 30-foot-long finger piers, and 2 boat lifts. This is in conjunction with the River's Edge Landing subdivision over Broad Creek in the city of Norfolk. In general, private non-commercial piers built by a single-family resident, riparian owner, are exempt from our standpoint, get a no permit necessary. In this case, joint-use piers are regarded, even though they're serving multiple lots, as community piers. And so for that reason, we are assessing or requiring a permit, but there is no royalty assessment for what amounts to private piers. The 3 community piers would be in lieu of 6 riparian individual piers that could be constructed by the code. And finally, 2F Cox Communications requesting authorization to cross the Southern Branch Elizabeth River, approximately 100 feet north of the Gilmerton Bridge or Route 460, with a 10-inch diameter conduit encased fiber optic line. It will be horizontally directionally drilled and placed a minimum of 20 feet below the natural riverbed. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $3,000, and it's based on the $3 per linear foot of that crossing. With that, Commissioner, if I or members of my staff can answer any questions, we'd be happy to entertain them.
Any questions of Mr. Grab or the staff? Thank you, Bob. Bob, can you do me a favor? That monitor has worked its way up a little bit. Can we bring it down about 6 or 8 inches? I'd like to see who's... That's perfect. Thank you very much.
I wondered what it was.
That's exactly what it was. I couldn't see you. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters that are before the commission? If not, the matters are before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve page 2 items.
Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.